Welcome to the regular meeting of the Ambrose Rec and Park District Board of Directors. We're really glad that you're here tonight. May we have the roll call?
Yes, Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Here.
Director Mason.
Here.
Director Torlakson.
Here.
Director Dawson.
Here. Okay, I'd like to ask Mason, Donya, and Torlakson to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America.
All righty then. Okay, next, consider the approval of the agenda.
Through the chair, I just have a question before we approve the agenda. I believe that Board Matters 9, 10, and 8 should be pulled because according to its own report, there should be a public hearing before we approve this engineer report where the public has a chance to weigh in on it. And it's right in the report on page 4. Where it states that the Ambrose Recreation Park District will hold a public hearing to provide an opportunity for any interested person to be heard. At the conclusion, then we can pass the engineer's report and the resolution.
Look right here.
Because I think there should be a public hearing on it. It says there should be one. And that it's not listed on the agenda as having a public hearing. Until after the fact.
That's why it's A.
But it should be approved until the public hearing is held.
If that's the case, I would agree.
It's not the case.
Do we know?
Can I say something?
Yes, please, come.
Yes. The procedures are that the report is presented to the board. And then they receive it. If it is not approved at that time, then it can be approved at the time of the public hearing, which would be set this evening, so that people would be here for the public hearing and we would be following the requirements of the law.
Yeah, but it says here before we approve it, there should be a public hearing. That's not the way it is on the agenda.
That's not what it says.
The way it says on the agenda to approve.
Consider approval.
Well, yeah, but you're going to approve it, and then you have a public hearing. You got it in reverse. You should have a public hearing before you approve it. And actually, I think you shouldn't wait for the day. People can't even read it today. They wouldn't even know what questions to ask in the report. It's really not fair to the public just to approve this big old document. We're here to serve the public.
Through the chair, the public hearing is a protest hearing, is that correct?
Yes.
And it gives people an opportunity to protest whatever the engineer's report that's being approved by the board this evening.
It's done every year.
It's done every year. Mm-hmm. So the fact that the board approves it still allows the public to come and speak and protest and have an impact on the assessment itself. If there's a majority, then we make whatever necessary adjustments to the. So as a matter of procedure, they accept it this evening, set the protest hearing. The protest hearing is set subsequent to this, and people can come in and make their feelings known about the engineer's report that has been approved by the board.
Yes. Already been approved, so.
But the protest hearing is the purpose
it is,
of it.
All right. I'm saying we're here to serve the public, not you or this board. The public should have a right to go to the documents, ask questions now before we approve it. But whatever. That's just what I'm saying.
So
I just want to understand something, that the fact that we approve it tonight does in no way hinder the public from making comments during the public hearing that, well, I assume we're going to do that next month?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay, and so let's say they come up with some questions that we didn't see. and it could change our opinion on how things are going to go.
Yes, it's a protest hearing, so they have the opportunity to have their protest heard.
All right.
It's part of Prop 218.
Okay, and have this we done it in this way? I just didn't.
Yes.
I know
it's
I did this last
it's
year.
It's been done this way.
This is how we've always done it?
For every year it's been done this way.
And every year that Lee has been on the board?
That's correct.
Yeah, so, I brought up the same concerns every time.
Right, and it's
and
worked
they
everyone.
The same thing. They,
right.
don't want to, they don't want the public to have any input. They just want to approve things, and then the public will have a say, but they'll just keep approving documents.
I'm interested in the public having the input, and if this is the form that we've done it in the past, then I am for keeping it as it is.
I move that we approve that request.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Madam Secretary?
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
No.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. I have a question, though. after we have the protest hearing, and something comes up, the board is free to make a change?
Yeah, well, you're obligated to make the change.
Okay, so there.
Right.
So it's not in stone yet, okay?
Right.
No.
All right.
And we have in the past, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the notice of the public hearing will be in the newspaper, too, before
right.
our meeting.
So everybody
yes.
will know
yeah.
about it. Okay.
Yeah, because through the chair, last year I included
that's right.
adding the 9 county parks into the report.
Yes.
And that's now reflected on this
yes.
report.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, that was the change that we did last year.
Okay. Good. Okay. For the consent calendar, it's composed of routine items of business and we will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion to accept the consent calendar? As presented.
I'm going to accept the consent calendar as this.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Director Mason?
No, I didn't approve the agenda, so no.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Moving along, we now have the General Manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just want to give you an update on the pool project. They started demoing one of the buildings out there, so it is in rubble. It is a project that is a significant impact to the park. So right now they're getting ready to demo the bathhouse. In order to do that, they've had to cut the power source to the park. This does affect other facilities as they're all linked together. So PG&E is going to be out there tomorrow to find out how we can get temporary power to some of the facilities. There is currently no power to the maintenance shop, and there's no power to the lift station that pumps the restroom up to the city sewer. So we have portable restrooms out there now in the interim, so the restrooms will be out of commission for a bit. And they're making progress on it as we expected, and it's exciting to see some things start happening. And tomorrow, once PG&E gets it, the power, the alternative power squared away, they will be demoing the bathhouse. And just along that line, just a reminder that we do have the groundbreaking ceremony this Saturday at 10 a.m. I want to let you know that our new coordinator, Jackie Santa Maria, had her first event, which was very well done. And I know that a couple of you showed up, which is great. It was Family First Friday game night. And again, it was a very well-attended event and nicely done. So I want to congratulate her for that. I sent the original note for Clearland property to the title company along with a copy of the deed of trust. That's what they required. We did get a signed statement from the heirs releasing the property, so hopefully when the title company gets all the documents, we should be able to have clear title to that. So that's kind of exciting, and it's been a long road. I did meet with the new staff person for Pacific Site Management, formerly D&H, and we toured the parks today, and I talked to him about the challenges that we have at our parks, the things that we're facing, largely irrigation issues that we have. So they familiarized themselves, took good notes, and they'll be getting back with me on certain items that they'll be making recommendations on. So it was nice for them to go around and look at each park in great detail, so they can familiarize themselves with that. So, and that concludes my report.
At this time, we have no comments, and we will move right into board matters. 9A, individuals wishing.
Wait. No. Oh, we don't have them. I'm sorry.
Chair.
It's all right.
For board matters, individuals wishing to speak on items included in this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form that is on the back table and be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time, and speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Okay, we have 9A to consider approval of the 2016-17 Engineers Report as presented by the Community Economic Solutions.
Yes, thank you. We have Chuck Crandall from Community Economic Solutions, who will be happy to present the Engineers Report to the board.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'm Chuck Crandall with Community Economic Solutions, presenting to you the Amherst Park Assessment District Assessment Engineers Report for the year 2016 and 17. And the facilities that are under this park where the dollars can be spent are Ambrose Park, Ambrose Community Center, the Nuda Park, as well as Atlas Mini Park as well, and some landscaping areas within the boundaries of the district. The cost, the budget for this year is on page 9, it's $265,000 for the assessments. That's of the $1,100,000 for the total amount. And these costs, what we do is we examine the revenues expected and compare those to the budget to make sure we have a balanced budget. And we have those estimated amounts at $265,000. The assessments that are examined, the accounting records, are examined to determine what the revenue would be, and the assessments are based on the land use of the facilities. Based on those, we examine the records to determine the new property owners, if there's been a change in land use, so that the revenues would be proper and they would be practical. So what follows, as we talked about before, will be the public hearing, which will be hopefully set at this meeting, and I'm open for any questions.
Madam Chair, just a point of clarification: Anuna Park is not part of the assessment. It's Ambrose Park and this facility here. Yeah, and it says zero in there. That's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
So not Alves.
Right.
Alves is.
Alves is part of this.
Alves is part of this.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Any comments from the board members?
Yeah.
Very well done, I thought.
I did have a comment.
Oh, you do.
Just wanted to.
Yeah.
Madam Chair. On page 14, just wanted to verify what exactly the sentence means. It will be the last paragraph under assessment methodology. And it says, you know, the last paragraph basically gives you an approximate, right? And that's where you got the number of $265,000 to be assessed on parcels located in Bay Point area zone.
That amount came actually from the staff.
Yes.
In discussions with them as to what would be an approved budget, and comparing it to the revenue. We checked to make sure that would be fine. And then we get the final listing from the county to make sure we have it as up to date as possible. They'll just be verifiable, and typically it's very, very close.
So this is just really an estimate?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's a close estimate.
And it's only Bay Point area zone, which means?
Yes, that's right.
It doesn't include the Pittsburgh zone?
No, it does not.
So we're expecting some assessment money from that area as well?
Well, this is just the assessment district, which was formed and then reformed again in 1996. Mm-hmm. And so this assessment district was just for those, was set for the facilities I mentioned, but currently, I was corrected as far as what the money can be spent on would be those facilities for those people within that boundary.
I think my question is whether it was Bay Point and Pittsburgh, or it's just Bay Point area zone.
For that assessment district, it's just Bay Point. Yes.
Okay. And that's Ambrose Building and the park, right? And
the park to Pittsburgh.
The assessment district that's paying into that, from what I understand, is established before me, is just Bay Point area, and it doesn't include...
Right, it's paying into that. That's
yes.
Right.
And that's the assessment. That's the $35 a year that they pay.
Yeah, the $36.72.
Do you see it on your tax?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see
yes.
it on your tax bill?
Yes, it's just that the word Bay Point area zone
okay.
confuses me because...
Because you actually live in Pittsburgh.
Because I live in Pittsburgh. Maybe it's just the wording that
yes.
includes Pittsburgh. Part of Pittsburgh, so Bay Point and... Okay. A portion of Pittsburgh.
Because that Ambrose Park is within...
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Actually,
we overlap.
Yes.
Wasn't that actually a correction we asked for last year? Was it instead of it saying that?
Yeah.
It say the Ambrose
just
Recreation Park
yeah.
District.
Yeah.
That
I think we that
we
was a question we asked last
right.
year, and
we
we're
did.
Just going
maybe.
To change it.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Instead of just saying Bay Point area zone, we should say Ambrose Park
district.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
because
I live in Pittsburgh,
yeah.
so I'm very...
So you know you get it.
Make sure that I am paying my taxes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you. That was it.
So, well, 9A, we are to approve the 2016-17 engineer's report as presented by Economic Community Economic Solutions with that change on page 14, Ambrose Rec and Park District.
Mm-hmm. I move we approve. Yes, I move we approve the 2016-2017 engineer's report as presented by Community Economic Solutions.
With that
correction on page 14.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. May we have the roll call, please?
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
No.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay. So we'll move on to 9B. Okay, we are to consider approval of the resolution number 1516-03, the intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Park Assessment District.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There we are.
Yeah.
Yes, this is just a companion to the further
yes.
one that establishes a public hearing for to be heard
yes.
as
yes.
part of the
okay,
Prop 218.
Okay, is there any discussion from the board?
No. Can I just make a comment?
Yes.
And it's picayune, I get it. But I think that whatever language we use in this document and, like, let's say on this board matters, you know, we should have be the same, right? Don't you think so? I'm just saying on a go-forward basis, if it's the Ambrose Parks Assessment District, that's what
oh,
should
yes.
be in the document?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
I make a motion that we approve a resolution 15-16. O3, intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District.
Do I have a second?
I second.
You do, okay. It's been moved and seconded. May we have the roll call, please?
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
No.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay, we were moving on to 10A, And this item is to consider approving the final 2015-16 operating budget and to adopt a proposed general operating budget for fiscal year 2016-17.
Yes, you open the public hearing and take up public comments first.
Okay. At this time, we can take public comments on this. We do not have any at this moment in time. So I will close that.
Close the public hearing.
Close the public hearing. Any comments from the board members?
Yeah, once again, I have the same concern as I did on the engineers report. Again, you don't expect the public to really digest this whole budget tonight and have a legitimate and informed decision to ask this board. It's their budget. It's not staff's budget. It's not the board's budget. It's their money. They have a right, and this should have been done last month. But once again, the board gets tied for 2 months, making sure the general manager is happy with his contract, why real business isn't being taken care of. And also, if you're on the mailing list or an email list, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure when I checked that anybody that's on that list should have got a full packet, not just the agenda, and they should have had the budget, just like the board gets the budget. And also, the budget and all documents should be down on that table, and I brought this up, and it's not.
Yes, they are. There's budgets over there.
Well, the bottom line is that the public has no idea to go over this whole intense budget and have informed questions.
Okay. Do I have comments from the board members additionally? No?
I like the way that you read line
yeah,
some
the
of the
lines,
the questionable, so we don't have to ask them anymore.
Right,
so they're very good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mary Jane.
You do
welcome.
Have
As far as the 2015-2016 budget,
mm-hmm.
we have been keeping the public on a regular basis because we have met.
And they're welcome to that meeting.
Right. And,
but they can't say anything at that meeting. This is the opportunity
anyways,
for them to
right.
say
something. That's right. I was talking.
Well, make sure
I
you're
didn't
correct.
Have
Mr. Mason.
No, when you're going to make a statement, make it correct.
Thank you, Mr. Mason, for your information and your observation. But Ms. Garcia has the floor. Go ahead, Ms. Garcia.
And just like May was saying, I wanted to thank staff because the 2016-17 has in red any concerns, and they've always said if you have concerns, call us. And Director Hudson has many a time said that whenever she has a concern, she comes over and talks to staff about whatever is concerning her on the budget. So I think the public has been informed as much as we have been informed.
I think it's may I say something here? I think it's important that the public, if they are interested in the parks and recreation facilities in this community, that it behooves them to get busy and find out what's going on in this building. And they can, I don't know if everybody in Bay Point has a computer and an email, but if you look at the agendas and the ambrosrec.org, you will find the minutes, and you will find also the agenda and what was said. And I think if people are really interested, it should spur them to get involved. If they don't get involved and sit back and say, well, nobody told me, da da da. Well, you know what? It's important because the parks are a real asset to our community. They raise the property values, they help reduce crime. There's a whole lot of wonderful things that the parks provide us, as well as recreation, and then with the swimming pool being open. So I really think that the public needs to get involved. They can call up the general manager, they can physically walk in, they can go on the website. I'm sure we all, five of us, connect with community members at some time in the week. And I think we should be able to communicate, hey, you know, if you want to know something about the Ambrose Park and Rec District, I'm a board member. If you have any questions, ask me. But you can also go to X, Y, and Z. So I think it's, yes, yes, we are responsible, but I think it's also the responsibility of the citizens of this community to take it upon themselves to get involved and find out, because otherwise they're going to be missing information, and we don't want that. We want them to be informed. So it's a two-way street. We provide the information, we want them to be involved, but we also expect the public to come to us and be involved with us and find out what's going on. So that's my speaking at this time, so.
Through the chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to say I am really excited and happy about our new staff, full-time staff member. He is such a...
Well, we're talking about the public hearing, or are you on comments, board comments, because you're totally off topic.
I'm talking about the budget.
And this is the proposed full-time position that you're...
Yes, it's listed here.
There's a proposed full-time position, converting a maintenance worker from part-time to full-time, that is one of the significant changes in the budget, so.
Yeah, I'm really, I think it's wonderful. He's such a, that position anyway, he's really an asset.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Okay, we need to consider approving the 2016 final budget and adopt the proposed 2016-2017 budget.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. May I have the roll call, Madam Secretary?
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
No.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. This time, we do not have, we have the public hearing, we have no closed session. And at this time, item number 12, committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. What say you, board members?
Now, I just want to make a quick, first of all, referring to Judy Dawson, the budget is not online because I looked, so the public have no idea that the budget's online. Number two, again, the chair wants to be condescending to the audience. It's your money, it's your budget, you have a right to make informed decisions on it and not just have this document jammed down you in one night's meeting.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I know, I hesitate to say this, but I just can't stand it anymore. I think one of the things that bothers me about Director Mason is he seems to enjoy coming to these meetings and having an idea of something that he's going to stick to us. If he really cared about the public and he really wanted you guys to have this, then he would have gotten a hold of the general manager ahead of time or said it last month. And instead, he waits until the night of the meeting and says, well, you know, I'm all for the public and we should have this out there. And, you know, it's just been his theme ever since I've been on this board. Let's wait until, you know, the zero hour and give nobody a chance to remedy it if there is anything to be remedied. And I just, I don't know why he does it.
All right, since you want to take me on, great, let's do it, because bottom line is we're here to serve the public. You're not, it's clearly. Because this should have been on last month's budget where we could have the public hearing on the budget and then we could have voted. We are here, I don't know what your perception is, but we're here to serve the public. They're the ones that vote. This is their money, not your money, not staff's money. It's their money. They have a right to understand where all the money's going.
May I?
You may.
Director Mason is absolutely right. It is the public's money. And this board, everyone, including Mr. Mason, is serving and doing their job. I have been on this board forever, and I have never, ever kept anything but clarity. So people, like Director said, you know, people need to also, you know, if they have questions, if they need clarification, we're more than happy, staff and board members are more than happy to answer those questions. And I wasn't going to say anything, Director Mason, but, you know, it's really hurtful because your Director Sandania told you last meeting that we are a board, and that is including you. You are part of this board. We are one board serving this district. So what saddens me is that you came up to the MAC meeting and thanked their county for their contribution to the pool, which I agree with you entirely. I think it's a great thing for you to do. Even on further, to invite the community to come to the meet, to come to the groundbreaking ceremony this Saturday, which is a great thing to do. And I do appreciate that. However, at the end of your comment, you laughed, and then you said, it wasn't because of this board, and it wasn't because of the staff. Now, like May said, you're part of this board.
I was there as a citizen, and I could say whatever I want. I wasn't there representing the board. So don't put words in my mouth. And again, if you want to be like Trina and take me on, find the public.
I'm saying, Mr. Mason, I'm saying, she's talking.
No, I'm sorry. She's going after me.
You will have a turn. Let her speak, please.
I said my piece. I didn't disrespect you. I didn't yell at you. I said that two of your comments were well-intended, and I agree with them. But your last one was mean to our board and to our staff. And you do this all the time. You do good things, but along with the good things, you do a bad thing.
You can criticize the board.
You know what? You don't like it.
You don't like criticism.
People speak up for themselves.
If you don't like the criticism, don't run.
I'm not running.
All right, that's enough. We will move on. Thank you very much. Any other comments this evening?
I will have a comment.
You have a comment?
Well,
okay.
I really enjoyed the Family First Friday. Yeah. That was fun. Those of you who didn't get to make it, but they had a bus that had video games inside. It was, I think it was hired for like $350 or something, but all the kids enjoyed it. And there was also a screen with music, and the teenagers were dancing in front of it. I even joined them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was so much fun. And then they had games outside. They had food. They served twice, I think, because the kids were, of course, playing and they needed more food. But the food was great. The company was great. It was so cool. And then I spoke to Randy and I said, has your service expanded over the years? And he said yes. And in fact, he said if we had more room, we could expand this some more. And that's why I'm asking the general manager. I wanted to check in how much our after-school program with the teen center and with all the youth programs that we have, how have they been in the last 3 years? Because I think the public wants to know if we've had increases in them on enrollment or did they decline. Could you come to us with a report on that next month? And also report on... there was an after-school program that was here before that we had transitioned over to the Mount Diablo School District, and I believe they came back about a year after or 2 years after, and they reported that they were doing okay. I just wanted to check in with them and how they're doing so that we know as a board if we did the right thing in giving it back to them. So if you could do that, but I think I need other board members to agree
others.
With me if
That's
they
true.
Would be willing to hear that kind of report. So I'm making a request. Are the other board members the ones?
Yes,
to
I would like to hear the progress at this point in time.
That would be great. Yeah.
It would be important for the community to know also.
May I add something?
Yes.
I did speak to Jackie myself. I was working on Monday, and a client came into the career center, and she mentioned the Friday. She was very impressed with Randy, and she mentioned one of the mothers was from New York, and I guess one of the teen's mothers, and she called it the teen mother, was from New York, and she was very nice, and she was very impressed. And again, she said that she had never been to a function here, and that she was very happy to be part of it, and that she brought her 15-year-old, and she has a brand new baby, and she was so happy, and she was happy with the whole thing. And I did give the name of that person and phone number to Jackie, and then a couple of the teens kind of hang out here every day. They mentioned how much fun they had. And of course, I saw it on Facebook that whoever, I don't know who's some posting, but it looks like they were having a great time with whatever. I wasn't here. That day was so hot, and I was just so moved out that I went over. But kudos to Randy and Jack.
And Jack. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
it was really good. We had to ask people to clean up and help us clean up so that we can get everyone out by 8:30.
They wanted to stay longer.
They wanted to stay longer. But it was very good. And also, I wanted to say kudos to the Bay Point Spring Derby Committee and of course, the staff here.
Yeah.
I think we had a really good event on Memorial Day. We had the congressman here,
yes.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction. We had Supervisor Federal Glover. So we had a good group. And I think there were, how many entries? 26?
I think it was 26, but then other lowriders, that means it like, you know, 40.
Oh, because, yeah. The lowriders was one, but actually there were more, mm-hmm. more of them. So, yeah, it was a great event and a great from a lot of people that they really enjoyed it. So, kudos.
And I want to make a comment. I'm hoping that, Beba, that you guys got some good pictures that you can send on from the San Francisco Foundation, because they'll put it on their website, you know, as a grant recipient.
Yeah.
It would be really neat.
Our photographer hasn't returned.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
Our volunteer photographer.
Got it.
I was wondering, could we have a discussion next month about the community garden?
Ooh,
and
nice.
See where we are in the grand scheme of things, and what would be next.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
I agree with that. That'd be nice. Start the conversation.
I agree too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mary Jane, mm-hmm. GM.
You're welcome. And then we adjourn.
If there's no more comments, I need a motion.
I move we adjourn.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay.
Yay! Right. Hey, 35 minutes.
The ice out.